Well, while we're trying to get the technique to work here again, I can present. We present ourselves. This is my colleague, Per Leander, who works as Head of Communication at Radiotjänst in Sweden. My name is Anna Petersson, and I work as CIO. We are very happy and glad that we have been invited to this first conference about the license, and that we've been able now to tell you a little bit about how we have been working with the license in Sweden during the last 3 years, say. The topic is between public authority and private customer care, and maybe that's how you could look at some of us license fee organizations. From chasing to thanking is also a title of this short presentation. When we started to work with our communication and the brand, one of the first question that we put to ourselves was just this one: is there a difference being a public authority when it comes to brand building? Although we are a company, we still have a little special task to work with. But when we started to think about this, our conclusion was, and still is, yeah, there is perhaps no really difference when it comes to brand building. We are the company of Radiotjänst. We're a part of the rest of the world, and we don't think that our customers, the payers, and also the ones that we don't have as customers yet, they don't look at us in a different way than what they look at other companies. They have as tough demands on us as if they had on the other ones. Sometimes maybe they have higher expectation on us than on other companies. We think that for us and for other companies, the key success factors when building a brand is relevance, and to create an attractive and unique position for your product, for your message, and for your company. Also very important that you gain approval, and we will speak a bit more about that as the presentation goes on, both internal approval and, of course, external. Our main target when we started this work with changing the brand was, of course, and I think many of you work with the same tasks, to explain the importance of the TV license or of the whole system of public service broadcasting and independent organizations. I have a little bit problems in getting this paper to stay there. Yeah. And we wanted also to build a communication platform, which was solid and on a stable ground, solid ground. And we wanted to define the core values for our product. And of course, develop our communication to be more consistent and more professional. How did we then do? Well, for us it was important to do it together, the whole company. So we started the work one winter evening in February 2007, when we gathered all employees and the management to discuss. And I think it was as basic as we discussed three questions. The first one: how are we perceived today? How does the people out there, the customers, the license payers, the Dodgers, how do they look at us today? And the second question: how would we like to be perceived? Both the company Radiotjänst that the people have contact with, and also the license that they pay. And the third and maybe most important question, because that is the question that can lead to change. What do we have to change to be perceived as we would like to be? How do we have to change our behavior, communication, our actions? The answer to these three questions we could summarize into the core values of the brand. And we felt after this evening a very strength because every single employee had been part of this process and knew what we mean together with these three dots on the screen now. What we could form together was that Radiotjänst is an important part of public service. Through the license, the financing of public service is independent. We also stated together that value for money is one of our core values. The license has to be considered worth its price. Mr. Denk just also gave us that picture in his presentation, and I think it's very important. So we have to be better to make it clear that the money that we collect is used to the public service programs on television, in radio, and also on the internet. I think many of you companies, the broadcasters, have internet services. And we need to communicate that this is also possible thanks to the license. And we also found that we wanted to communicate and to be more customer-oriented. We have law, a legislation in the bottom when we work, but we have also, we must be able to be flexible when so is possible. We should treat the people, the customers, respectfully, and we should be service-minded. We should follow the rules of the legislations, of course, but we have to be as flexible as possible when it comes to the individual situations. How did we continue then after this dark winter evening? Well, we continued to work internally in the company with both our intranet, with a newsletter where we explained and the public service broadcasters gave us information about what's happening now in the Swedish television for the coming few months, and also did the Swedish radio that and the educational TV and radio for us, so that we at the license fee organization were able to inform the customers and to know that, well, value for money, that could be this program that will be sent now, broadcasted in a few weeks and possible for you to see. We arranged a lot of breakfast meetings where people from the PSBs came and told us about TV and radio programs, about their business. We also formed a working team with Pad from Radiotjänst and one person from SVT, one from the Swedish Radio, and one from the educational company. And this working team works together approximately one day a week, talking about the license, how we together can communicate around the license, and to explain what is public service, why should it exist. We have had a lot of and have workshops where we work together to see how shall these core values really take form in practice daily when we work. How should it affect our letters, for example, how we speak when we answer in customer service in the phone. And we do a lot of customer questionnaires, both when we, to the people that we contact by telemarketing, when the field force is working, and of course, to the customers that call us at the customer service. And the communications department is also involved when we have new employees to give a solid introduction in these core values and how we want to work with communication, both internal and external. And we have also, as I said, worked together with customer service to get this really as a whole chain to work. Now Per will continue to speak a little bit more about the communication external.
Yeah, but I have to stress the fact that this base that we built internally by both coming up with our core values and also implement them and work them through together in the company and together with our owners was actually one of the main and most important facts that they all come to a success. The rest of it is just communication. And that's what we're coming into now. When we have these core values, what would we do? We went out and we did a pitch from all the Swedish ad agency, and one ad agency won the pitch. And together with them, we, after lots of discussions and thoughts, we come up to this main message or main statement that thanks to you and all others who pay your TV license, we have radio and television that isn't commercially or politically influenced, which is the core and most important thing that we heard all the morning about public service, that it's independent. And what we wanted to do was to focus to explain this both to the ones paying the TV license and also to the ones evading. Earlier, we just tried to chase the ones evading, tried to tell you have to pay your TV license, you must pay it, otherwise you get fined, otherwise we come and get you one way or another. Now we also realize that actually most and a very vast majority of the population pays the TV license, and we address them and we thank them. And how did we do that? This is an example. I hope the sound is on. It is on.
Ursäkta. Är det du som är Katarina Tillberg?
Ja, det är jag.
Tack Katarina för att du har betalat din TV-avgift. Och tack José och Ann och Jörgen och många, många fler. Tack för alla bidrag från Silvest. Tack.
So this thank you. This is one example. If you go to our homepage, you can see a lot of more. We have done this in a shop, in a swimming pool, and some other areas as well. We also thought it was important for us to be better to explain to the ones already paying why they're paying and what they're getting for the money. Value for money was one of our parts. So therefore, we introduced, together with our invoice, we have a folder that actually gives both some person talking about the importance of public service and also sometimes the bad things with public service. There's an independent person writing a little bit of his or her thoughts about public service. And we have information on what's coming on, and we have some information from us, more administration type of information from us at Radiotjänst. That was one part also in this communication. We started to do ads. This one says, up in a flower, it says, thanks to you, 25,000 people living in Arboga, a small city in Sweden, that paying the TV license. And down spikes. Hello, all 972 people living in Arboga who doesn't pay your TV license yet. Soon we're coming and visiting you. So we're trying to do a little bit of a humorous, working both with the thank you part and addressing actually most of people pay the TV license, and the small part that doesn't, we are not forgetting them, even if we're a little bit kind in the overall communication. So that was the first set we did. We started with this in 2008, and we worked it through all 2008. And in 2009, we thought, how do we develop this further? What should be the next step? We still have this as a base communication, but we thought we have to be a little bit more ambitious. We have to increase the knowledge and create a positive feeling even towards the ones a little bit more trickier to get. We have to increase the ones starting to pay the TV license, not destroying the positive effects we got from this more nice way of communication, a nice way of addressing the Swedish people. So how can we combine this to be both thanking and chasing? Because the main thing at the end of the day is to get new TV license payers, of course. So Herbert in his wonderful presentation was in that. How do we get to list a little more trickier persons? We have immigrants, we have students, we have young people, and unfortunately we have people living in the cities also that are evading, that think they're safe behind their in their big flats. And there are some things that are in common with these people. They are skilled web users, they're choosy, they're against traditional direct ads, and they're relatively positive to public service. Not all of them, but some of the groups are. And they're not big consumers of public service. And traditionally, most of our media is in the public service channels, of course, because there we have free airtime. So we had to think a little bit outside the box and see, could we reach them in another way? So we say we have to go outside the public service world and talk to them as well. So we did. We went out in the public, we went from in buses, in the tube and so on. And here we went with a message, thank you, 9 out of 10. And then you see there's a one, we have actually on the website on, to the far right, you could, if you wanted to be thanked, you can send in your picture. So we had over 3,000 people uploading their own picture just to be thanked on our website. And then we used these pictures and put them into one thank you song where we had the choir singing for the pictures. So we have like 250 pictures from the ones uploaded their own, real people paying their TV license every year so that we thanked for. And we also took them out in the ads and posters in the streets. And we had one poster asking them why they should pay. Hey, hello, 1 out of 10. You should pay because of this and that. I thought it was a brilliant, smart campaign. We get all the ideas, and we also address them where they are, where they move outside in the traffic, in the city environment. And we measured it, and it came out fairly poorly. This was in the spring of 2009. We should do the same campaign on the fall was the plan. But after doing the tests, we couldn't see that it didn't meet the goals that we had set, actually. It did okay. And hadn't we done these very, very appreciated thank you films before, I probably have been satisfied with these results and said, well, we are only radio chance. What can you get from a brand like us? It's only a bill. And so on and so forth. We could have all these excuses. But because we have proven to ourselves that we can actually get very, very, very positive image and very, very positive reactions from people from our communication, and you can get very positive feeling to the brand of Roger Chance, we know this is not good enough. It's okay, but it's not good enough. So back to the ad agency and say, this is not good enough. We have to do better. We have to beat the previous campaigns. We have to be more creative. We have to look about the new media, maybe not the streets are the right environment, but also on the web. I actually bring together with me, I bring some salespersons from different web companies selling web and talking viral and these kind of things to my agencies to get them to think in this direction. And also, I said, one thing I learned from the first campaign is that the more scared you are as a buyer of media, the better it's probably going to be. So part of it was create an idea that makes me scared and feeling I might lose my job. That's all, one part of the brief that is quite important. So, and also we come up with an idea which actually tiny bit exceeded my budget. So I had to go to my colleagues and ask them for some money and put my trust in that it's going to be good. And they were kindly enough to believe me. So we come up with another campaign that was web-based. So you have to go to the web. I don't know if you've done this before. See a movie about you or someone you might know. You go, you browse, you look for a picture, if you might have one. Oh, I have one. What a luck. You can adjust it. Magnified or just as a height, and then you realize, this is pretty good. We work with that picture, and then you don't know what's coming up. You don't know what's happening, but suddenly the film starts for you.
already made?
I dessa tider finns det flera viktiga frågor vi bör ställa oss. Hur kan du och jag och våra vänner och våra barn lita på att det vi ser på TV och hör på radio är sant? Och hur vet vi att våra åsikter är våra egna? Hur kan vi vara säkra på att de svaga rösterna kommer till tals istället för att skrämma sig tystnad? Jag kan tala om det. Det finns en människa vi kan tacka för allt. Det är denna människa vi kan tacka för nya perspektiv. Det är denna människa vi kan tacka för att vi har en valmöjlighet. Det är denna människa som ger oss ett alternativ till inriktning och kortsiktighet. Det är denna människa vi kan tacka för att en vanlig dag kan bli en stor dag. En dag då vi reser oss ur tv-soffan och säger: jag har ändrat uppfattning. Det finns bara ett ord som ger denna människa rättvisa. Hjälp. Tack.
Thank you. There was the main target with this one was to get people that doesn't pay already to type in their personal social security number and actually register for a new TV license. But of course, we also wanted to have the viral effect, so you can send this movie on to other people to spread it more and more. And of course, if you have seen it for the first time, you want to watch it again. And maybe if you think you should send it to another one, you can make a new movie. But that was pretty much it. We didn't have anything collecting emails, collecting everything. And as you saw, I'm doing this live now. It's very, very simple. You just browse up to get a picture. So did this campaign work? I set a goal when we had with the agency that I will be satisfied if we get 100,000 unique viewers of this film, but because they're going to be in the target group, so that's going to be pretty good. And I'm going to be hilariously happy if we get 1 million. And we have had up till now 9.5 million uploaded pictures. 9.5 million different films have been made of people giving up their picture to us. And we have 30.5 million unique visitors in 234 countries, which is just amazing. Well, this is Google Analytics figures, and when I went to school, there was much fewer. Then I thought it was been something happening in the East, so there were going to be a little bit more countries now. But when I looked it up in the very much trustworthy Wikipedia, this is like 198 countries in the world. And when I looked to the more interesting source, like FIFA, they say there's 208 countries in the world. So where the rest comes from, I'm not sure. I can say that we have one visitor from Christmas Island, though. Might be the Santa, I don't know. Which is part of Australia, I'm sorry. And we have two from North Korea. And if someone of you will ever take a tourist trip, whatever, to Chad, can you please see this movie? Because that's one of the only part I think we don't have any visitors from yet. So if you go to Chad, please make it a thank you movie. This is, of course, very, very funny and very, very nice to have this international breakthrough as well. But the important thing for us is, of course, the Swedish side, because we did, in the beginning, subtitles that most of the people comes from. On the Swedish side in Sweden, we have had 1.7 million pictures uploaded and 5.3 million unique visitors, which is kind of amazing when we are 9 million people in Sweden only. So it's it's a Swedish record, definitely, of viral spread of a film. And most important, we have 2,500 new payers directly from the website, not ones getting affected, and they have actually clicked and typed in their social security number, which pays more. The first year's TV license from them pays many times for the campaign. So that's just amazingly figures. Another thing that is funny is if you go to the Google, luckily enough, I did a Google search the first day when we launched the film, and then I got 8,400 hits. And when I did the same thing the 18th of January, we had 786,000 hits. So it's like a 100 tripling, or as they call it. And so on. Why did it work? If you want to have more statistics, come to me afterwards. I can show you all, everything. I don't have time for it now, unfortunately. Well, of course, we do. There's one thing we all like in the world, and that's ourselves. And here we can play the leading part, and we can see us in the most fantastic and phenomenal. I haven't been in space before, but now I've been in, thanks to this film, for example. It's quite smart design. It's very well done. It's easy, which is very important. I pointed out that earlier. That's one of the success factors, I would say, is that we don't collect email addresses. We don't collect mobile numbers. We're doing it the threshold as low as ever possible. And that, I think, is one of the important thing. And, of course, it's surprising. You don't know what's happening. You don't see radio chance before the last frame, actually. So you build up an interest during the speech and so on, and that's, of course, something that makes the effect much greater. How did we spread this? The amazing thing that the first spread was actually 100% viral, because I thought it should be interesting to see if we don't do any ads for the first week, what's going to happen? And I thought it's going to happen almost nothing. But did I have it wrong? Yes, I did. The bloggers started to write about this and spread it. The first day, the most traffic come directly from different bloggers, big bloggers in Sweden, that directed people here. And then quite some day later, Facebook was the maximum contributor. This is a little bit old figures. It's probably much higher now because it's 2-3 months old. But then we had 7.7 million hits directly from Facebook. And then, of course, people email it to friends and so on also. So that was a big spread. In step two, I had some media plan also coming up to reach people if the viral effect didn't work. And some way you can say it was wasted money because the viral effect was really up there and running. On the other hand, I would say that we went, for example, in cinemas for the first time for a long, long period. And when you sit in the cinema and you see this film, you can start to talk to your neighbor about it. And you can actually start to be, are you paying, are you not? Have you done this film? Yes, I have, it was cool, blah, blah, blah. So you can get the discussion going, you can remind it, and you can actually get an extension of the campaign that it was very, very positive also. And we went to trailer in radio, we went trailer in the TV, and so on and so forth. So, this was 100% viral spread in the beginning, which was one of the amazing things, actually. Well, what happens then? Or actually, this was probably a side effect from the first part, which is kind of interesting. How can you work on with a concept when you started one? How can you continue by thanking and doing it, spreading it, both in room and also in viral? Because we also did, funny circumstances, I come in contact with a quite big choir, and you can see the rest. It's happening late, dark November in Stockholm.
Hej, ursäkta, är du som Maria Argus?
Ja.
Tack Maria Argus för att du har betalat din TV-avgift. Och tack José och Ann och Anders och många, många fler. Tack för alla bidrag från öst till väst, norr till söder. Tack för att du betalar din TV och min.
Imagine walking out for Saturday shopping and suddenly a choir of 670 people come in addressing you, paying your tea license. Isn't that a dream for us all? That was what's happened in Stockholm. And if you want, there are some more clips on the YouTube if you want to watch. We were in different places as well. Did it give an effect? Yes, it did. This is the ones paying TV license over the last 10 years. And we can see since we started with our new communication, we have a much more stable and bigger increase each year of people paying TV license. And also if we see about attitude, we can see that we have a positive tendency of people liking the TV licensing and think it's worthwhile paying for. And that's to remember that we have had a recession. We have had a time where it's been quite a tough media climate where the viewing time of our owners has been declining and the whole trend in society is you only have to pay what you want for. And in this environment, we have managed to increase quite substantially and also to get a more positive trend towards something so ancient as a TV license, which we think is probably the most future-wise to finance such a lovely thing as public servicing. That's pretty much what we wanted to say right now. Thank you.